Hey there, brilliant minds and future doctors of, well, everything. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, the sanctuary where we transform seemingly monumental tasks into delightful jaunts through the world of academic wonderment. If you've been yearning for that magical place where wit meets wisdom and excellence meets excitement, you've tuned in to the right frequency. In this buzzing hive of scholarly pursuits, we're not just painting by numbers. Oh no, we're crafting a masterpiece, a veritable Sistine Chapel ceiling of academic prowess. We are here to take you on the most exhilarating yet profoundly rewarding journey of your academic career. Buckle up, because we're about to turn that dissertation mountain into a molehill, with finesse, I might add. Now, I know what you're thinking. A dissertation in 90 days? I've had houseplants that didn't last that long. But here's where we sweep in with a gentle reminder that within you lies an uncharted reservoir of potential, a wellspring of creativity just waiting to gush forth in torrents of groundbreaking insights and knowledge. Picture this: your dissertation is not just a stack of papers, it's a symphony, and each paragraph, a beautiful note contributing to a grand, harmonious melody that will resonate in the halls of academia. Yes, you are the maestro here, orchestrating a masterpiece that's uniquely yours, with a sprinkle of charm and a dash of verve. So, whether you're a seasoned scholar tuning up for a grand performance, or a sprightly newcomer stretching your muscles at the starting line, we are here, cheering you on, handing you the tools to not just run this race, but to soar. Friends, as we navigate this vibrant tapestry of learning and exploration together, remember, we are not just aiming for the finish line, but embarking on a beautiful journey adorned with moments of triumph, sprinkles of laughter, and perhaps a generous dollop of coffee or tea. So let's roll up those sleeves, flex those intellectual muscles, and embark on this exhilarating adventure of crafting a dissertation that's not just a piece of paper, but a beacon of your scholarly prowess, lighting the path for those who dare to dream, to innovate, and to conquer. Welcome aboard, intrepid scholars, to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. Let's make waves, let's dazzle, and let's create magic, one brilliant word at a time. You know, there was this one time I nearly turned my research project into a high-stakes thriller movie. Picture this: a bustling cafe, an over-caffeinated researcher, yes, yours truly, and a laptop screen flashing rows and rows of sensitive data, plainly visible to anyone walking by. Now, let's just say that day, I learned the vital importance of data privacy in a rather exhilarating manner. But folks, this is no laughing matter, because today we are treading the critical paths of data privacy and confidentiality in dissertation writing. In this bustling digital era, where information zips around at the speed of light, securing your research data has moved from being a good practice to an absolute necessity. So, grab your virtual shields and armors as we delve deep into safeguarding the very essence of your scholarly masterpiece, your data. Now, before we sail any further, let's first anchor ourselves in the nuances of data privacy and confidentiality, shall we? Imagine your data is a flourishing garden. Data privacy is the robust fence that keeps prying eyes at bay, allowing only welcomed guests to enjoy the vibrant blooms within. Confidentiality, on the other hand, is the sacred pact between you and your garden's visitors, an agreement that the beauty witnessed here remains a cherished secret, not to be shared with the world recklessly. Why is this distinction crucial, you ask? Well, it sets the stage for ethical research, a sanctuary where information remains both secure and respected, fostering trust and integrity in our current research ecosystem. And in the spirit of garnishing our discussion with some pearls of wisdom, let me share a nugget from an expert in the field. Renowned data scientist Dr. Maeve Wallace once said, "In the dance of research, data is the lead. But privacy and confidentiality are the rhythm and grace that make the performance mesmerizing." All right, dear scholars, time to roll up those sleeves, because we are about to get hands-on with securing our data gardens. Step one, let's start with understanding the very flora that blooms in your garden, identifying the kind of data you are handling. You see, not all data flowers are born equal. Some are personal, showcasing vibrant hues of individual stories, while others bear sensitive blossoms needing extra care and protection. Your first mission, should you choose to accept it, is to take a moment to list down the types of data flourishing in your research garden. Step two, now, securing these precious blooms requires a fortress, a sanctuary where they can thrive safely. Choosing secure storage solutions is akin to selecting the perfect soil and climate for your data garden. Your next adventure? Embark on a journey to research and jot down a few robust and secure data storage platforms that suit your research needs. A place where your data flowers can bloom with peace and serenity. Step three, and here comes the grand finale, the piece de resistance implementing strong access controls. Think of this as the elite guard that protects your garden round the clock, allowing entry only to those who know the secret handshake. Equip yourself with strong passwords, adopt the wisdom of multi-factor authentication, and be the guardian of your garden's gateway. Your action step here is to implement at least one strong access control measure right here, right now. Ready to embark on this mission, intrepid scholars? Let's forge ahead, for the world of secure and respectful research awaits us. Now that we have firmly grasped the steering wheel, it's time to navigate the intricate lanes of data collection without losing sight of confidentiality. Let's face it, a little secrecy makes everything a tad more exciting, doesn't it? So, tip number one on our trail, always, and I mean always, ensure that your data collection methods have confidentiality built into their very DNA. Be it interviews or surveys, cloak them with layers of anonymity, thus letting your participants share without fear. Now let's garnish this segment with a sprig of reality, shall we? Picture the landmark health study conducted in a small town where the researchers adopted anonymous surveys. This little tweak not only maintained the trust of the community, but brought forth a rich, untainted flow of information, a river of insights that might have remained hidden otherwise. Now, dear scholars, it's your turn to don the hat of a confidentiality maestro. Your activity for this segment is to craft a solid yet considerate confidentiality agreement template that you can proudly present to your participants. A warm handshake of trust and respect, if you will. Onward we move, dear listeners, to the realms where the mighty hammer of law meets the gentle caress of ethics. It's time to acquaint ourselves with the legal frameworks that govern the vast lands of data privacy. Consider these as the firm boundaries that keep our research garden safe and revered. Moreover, as the guardians of this garden, we hold a sacred duty to respect the rights and dignity of our participants. This isn't just about following the rules, it's about weaving an ethical tapestry that holds the rich narratives we collect in the highest regard. Now flex those intellectual muscles because it's activity time. I invite you to delve deep and identify the legal frameworks and ethical considerations that resonate with your research. A little homework to sculpt your research into a paragon of dignity and respect. And here we are, at the threshold of conclusion, yet on the brink of a new beginning. We've journeyed through the lush trails of data privacy and confidentiality, haven't we? Before we bid adieu, let's take a brisk walk down memory lane, revisiting the vital steps we discussed today, from embracing the nuances of data types to crafting secure sanctuaries for our precious data blooms. Now, my vibrant community of scholars, it's your time to shine. Perhaps you have a question brewing, or maybe a personal nugget of wisdom to share. We invite you to join the conversation, share your experiences or tips as we weave this rich tapestry of learning together. But wait, there's more. Your mission, should you choose to accept, is to bring to life a detailed data management plan for our next session, incorporating the sterling strategies we discussed today. Remember, you are not just researchers, but the architects of a future woven with integrity and respect. You know, they often say that the journey is as important as the destination. And as we venture further into the vast and intricate world of academic research, it becomes clear how true that adage is. As we stand at this juncture, taking in the vibrant landscape we traverse today, I can't help but feel a sense of camaraderie, a fellowship of intellectuals banding together in the pursuit of knowledge, upholding the highest standards of integrity and respect. And let's not forget, amidst this grand adventure, a sprinkle of laughter, a dash of camaraderie, and the joy of discovery make our scholarly pursuits not just a mission, but a celebration of intellect and human spirit. So, as you sail forth, steering the ship of research through the waves of data and analysis, remember to enjoy the breeze, the vibrant sunsets, and the twinkling stars in the sky of academia. After all, this journey is yours to cherish, to learn, and to grow. Oh, how swiftly the clock races when you're navigating the exhilarating realms of research, isn't it? As we are about to close this chapter, I want to share a few parting thoughts. Remember, securing your dissertation is not just a mandate, but a splendid responsibility. Let's wear it as a badge of honor, pledging to do it with grace and integrity. Now, dear listeners, here comes the golden nugget. For those burning the midnight oil, agonizing over every sentence in their dissertation, we've got a treasure trove lined up for you. Dive deep into the playbook, how to get your dissertation approved in 6 months or less, by the one and only Dr. Anthony Robinson, a virtuoso who orchestrated not one but two dissertations in 6 months. You can seize this gold mine of wisdom at writerser.com/playbook. Also, we warmly invite you to join our bustling community, a forum where curious minds converge to discuss, debate, and delve deeper. Keep working diligently on your tasks. And remember, in this scholarly pilgrimage, we are your steadfast companions, guiding you every vibrant step of the way. As we sail into the sunset, I must express a heartfelt thank you. Your presence, your curiosity, and your relentless pursuit of knowledge make this journey truly enchanting. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for joining us today. You've been nothing short of spectacular. Until next time, keep those spirits soaring high and those minds ever curious.